Finally, someone let me out of my cage. Now, time for me is nothing cause I'm counting no A's. Nah, I couldn't be there. Nah, you shouldn't be scared. I'm good at repairs and I'm under each snare. Intangible, bet you didn't think so. I command you to panoramic view. Look, I'll make it all manageable. Pick and choose, sit and lose. All you different crews, chicks and dudes. Who you think is really kicking tunes? Picture you getting down in a picture tube. Like you lit the fuse. You think it's fictional, mystical, maybe. Spiritual hero who appears in you to clear your view when you're too crazy.
Lifeless
to those, the definition for what life is. Priceless to you because I put you on the hype shit and like it. Gunsmoke, you're righteous.
All right, we're back. I just want to say that was a great call, Brent Howe. Thank you very much. Somebody's been paying attention. Somebody's been paying attention to what we're reading. Somebody's been paying attention to the patterns and seeing what's the writing on the wall and seeing what's happening in our society and this cultural Marxism and other many other names we can call this. But somebody's been paying attention. But thank you for bringing that up. That was a great point because that's what it is. It is. These guys have been pushing it for years. Pushing it. Been doing it for years. And you, if you're now just now waking up to it, well, thank you. Keep digging. Because we're going to have to, you're going to have to keep digging. And understand what you're up against. So if anybody call in, 512-248-8252, let me know your thoughts and ideas. And Brent, I really appreciate that call because obviously you're following along and I appreciate that. There is a general theme and we shouldn't be scared to talk. We're going to have to face these issues. We need to talk about them. You need to talk about them with your neighbor. And that's how I know that we know. That, you know, by us knowing and talking about this and getting out there not being scared, they're going to have to change their tactics up. Because, again, if they try to roll out this COVID 2.0, I'm hoping that enough people have seen through this that are just going to put this thing down and put it to rest. Of course, you're going to have your double mask wearers out there, but I'm hoping that enough people had seen it by now. I guess time will tell and we'll see. Hope I'm not wrong. But these are big pictures, big, heavy topics. And there is hope. You know, again, I do really believe there is, this is God's plan. And we do have the potential to change this along with, you know, with his divine help. Otherwise, I guess we just go down on a dip, but you might as well fight. You might as well bail out water while you can. So, to me, just to make the most sense. So I think a lot of people are waking up, and there's a good, that is, COVID was a crisis, as people started snapping out of this trance there. And unfortunately, it's a clot shot. And probably many people will die early from it, but I don't know. These people are sort of waking up. So we'll see if we got any more callers. Sorry, I gotta open my messages up. Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, 512-248-8252. You know, I had one of these too. I was going to have you audio play. It was like a Lockheed Martin, like an infomercial, you know. Basically, they say they got these lasers that can blow up tanks and this and that. They actually blew up a ship with one. I'm trying to look for it. Hold on. Didn't seem to want to open that one. But yeah, I mean, it's all over there. You know, it's all over out there in the public domain. They put out there what they're doing to us. And I even grabbed some more patents. I was just doing like kind of a generic search, just trying to find patents. But here, dated publication date, 2010, atmospheric injection of reflective aerosol for mitigating global warming.
With the laser defense system behind me at White Sands Missile Range, and we are demonstrating a significant advancement in the capabilities of laser weapon systems.
Yeah, keep playing for a few minutes. That's
awesome. Capabilities of laser weapon systems against threats that are of interest to all of our war fighters. So in partnership with the Office of Naval Research, ONR, we have demonstrated the capability of negating a surrogate cruise missile in flight with our compact laser weapon system.
Laser's on.
So, sounds like you can see it on.
All right, here we go.
It's coming to... So what is this, a little infomercial, Mike, showing you what they could do? Showing them take out the little laser toys?
In today's event, it's the first time that a modern fiber laser weapon system with adaptive optics was able to negate a cruise missile. I'm really proud of the team, and we had a multi-VA team that had to work, you know, long hours over significant periods of time. And today's results, show perfectly how well we performed.
Yeah. Perfect. For killing people. Just wait till they're all autonomous. Matter of fact, I did have a new article about, I didn't post it in the links, but I think I mentioned on one of my first earlier shows, basically prepare for the inevitable. Meet Spot the Wonder Dog from Boston Dynamics that can be purchased right now. You guys have all seen the little robotic Spot. Well, I'm going to keep scrolling down and enter Ghost Robot 2015 Philadelphia-based Spot. Also focused on robotic dogs and military contracts. Incidentally, they are in an ongoing lawsuit filed by Boston Dynamics. Friends, if you're well versed in the optics of the mill industrial complex and the amazing startup from nowhere model it tends to produce, then you won't be surprised at all by the short bio from a 2022 Forbes interview of Jiren Parka. CEO of Ghost Robotics dropped out of college.
This guy right here is the first bionic companion robot dog, and he's made in China.
Then wound up selling enterprise software.
This guy right here is the first bionic companion robot dog, and he's made in China. He comes from this super cool company called Unit Tree Robotics. They actually made three different types of Go One. There is Go One Air, Go One Pro, and Go One Education.
Oh, I hadn't heard this. Anyways, that CEO mysteriously died. Now they got one with a machine gun mounted to its back.
Here, we can listen to this. You want to hear this? New super intelligent robot dog.
This guy right here is the first bionic companion robot dog, and he's made in China. He comes from this super cool company called Unit Tree Robotics. They actually made three different types of Go One. There is Go One Air, Go One Pro, and Go One Education. If you want to stay fit, he can jog. Yeah, you heard me right. He can jog for 1 hour. Even I can't do that. With a top speed of 17 kilometers an hour. Unitree Robotics are actually making these affordable compared to other quadrupeds companies, right?
All right, I'm going to take a call, but you better get fit with your robot. Robot dog says get fit. Come on to China. It's a very nice. Answer the phones. Hello.
Get on its back.
Wait, we have a caller. Really His great. Name is Jim from Oregon. I believe that is in the United States. Jim from Oregon, let's go.
They want these robot dogs to be just as normal as smartphones or drones.
Alrighty.
Hey, Jim, what you got? How you doing?
Hey, Trevor. So,
how you doing,
Jim
buddy?
From Oregon, my alter ego, so you probably recognize the voice here. You know, there's a number of things that you said. I mean, overall, I think you're doing a really good job in this spot here and with the clips you play and the commentary that you're making.
There are no clips, caller. These are live. We are live.
All right. Mike's on his game tonight. You know, I have a little bit of history of sometimes deconstructing what people say and kind of pointing out things, which is fine. I'll take that. So earlier you were saying something about we got to, you know, stay on top of this so we can stay one step ahead of them in reference to, you know, what they're doing with these airborne weapons platforms, which who knows what they have. There's multiple things going on. I've looked into this quite a bit, and I've also spoken with a couple people on the phone who are... These are not callers. These are not people that will call into any show. They're researchers.
It's that he can walk around a room and knowing what is where. So he.
Anyway, it's clear if you follow the work of any of these people that have exposed the chemtrail weather warfare, bio warfare program, such as Dane Wigginton. You know, he's great. I won't say he's a late comer, but, I mean, early on there was Will Thomas and Clifford Carnicom and Sophia Smallstorm and other such people. And these are serious, serious researchers. And you cannot come to any other conclusion that they don't care about life on Earth. And one might make the case that they're determined to either take us out with other life on Earth or deny us the viability of ecosystems to exist on this planet. And there's all sorts of metaphors and movies that you could make the comparison to. I myself love to use the movie The Arrival, which you haven't seen. If you haven't seen it, you should. If you've seen it, you know what I'm referring to. I think it was the 90s, if I believe. Could be a little bit after that with Charlie Sheen was in it, actually. Also, the break is coming up, or is that just something
you played? Your connection's a little off for some reason.
That is
Maybe
not
I'll
your connection. You are being programmed. Thank you for contributing to the network.
I'll speak up a little bit.
It is the arrival. It is the arrival. First contact.
By the way, Trevor, have you seen that movie?
Quick, Jim, I want to talk to you because,
Jim. It is Jim from the Bay Area. It is very dirty. Are you okay, Jim? We are worried about you.
I'm fine.
Do you live in the hills? You need to get up into the high areas if you would like to survive.
Are you living in the Bay Area?
I'm bi local. I got a couple of places I hang out, but yes, at the moment, nice. Correct.
He is privileged. He has a nice place.
Here's the thing. If I can get to this, you know, what I call the point, which I've made many points over the years, but you can't come to any other conclusion than the ones that have already been discussed, the ones that I've discussed for years, right? That these people are not going anywhere. They're very determined. They're very organized. It's only getting worse. They're not going to put their toys down and walk away. There's no podcast. There's no book. There's no radio show. There's no magic formula for us to overcome what we're facing, except for what has always worked in the past throughout history. I'm just an observer of reality is all I am. I don't think I've ever done or said anything that could be regarded as, quote, Fed posting, if you actually really know what Fed posting really is. I've heard a few examples here and there over the years, but all I've ever suggested is that it's uncomfortable to come face to face with what we're looking at and what we probably are going to have to do sooner or later. And I think the later that we wait, the worse it's going to be. And I have no doubt. I mean, they tell us in many ways in these movies they make, like, you know, the second Terminator movie, right? I mean, the first one too, but in the second Terminator movie, you know, Skynet, right? HKs, hunter killers, and so on. I really do believe, and convince me I'm wrong, that this is the kind of thing they would love to construct against us. So, but we're worried about, yeah. We're worried about words and terms. We're worried about, oh, you can't say this word or you can't say that term. Which, by the way, you know, I'm not married to, and I've never insisted on using any one or particular other word here or there. But it really chafes my hide to be censored by fellow white men. You know, no ADL or SPLC is censoring me or anybody else that I know of. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Right.
No one is censoring you.
Well, fair enough, man.
No one is censoring you. Please stay. We like what you say. Very nice.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's the point, buddy. I can't disagree with you. Stick around. We got a commercial.
There, there is no commercial break. These are just what we do to people.
What is it? Fuck is going
on? Oh no, there are many bad words. Many bad words. all right, come on, guys. Hey, it's. Paul.
Is there a commercial or no?
No, there. I swear to God. Here, this is it, dude. This is what you get. This is what you get for that.
Sir, my message is simple. Naggers, Jews, homosexuals, Mexicans, Arabs, and all kinds of different chanks stink, and I hate it.
Thanks.
All righty.
Thanks for being here.
No commercial.
What? Hey, drop. Guess what?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
you called it. Really, me.
It's like, you know, I mean, you got good points. I can't really, you know, can't disagree. But the point is, we got to be smart about how we do things and what we say. So that's all I was trying to really point out.
I suppose I've heard that before, but in reality, again, it's hard not to be, I don't know, let's face it, we vacillate between being really, really angry. I mean, right? Really, really pissed off, and at the same time, like, resigned.
Wait a minute. No, we're going to have to take a break. We got a break here, and what we're going to do is we're going to play Big Lebowski, and then we're not going to take any breaks. If you're okay with that, and then hang on.
Okay, you want me to just hang on?
The Jewish state of Russ. That means I don't work. I don't drive a car. I don't f-ing ride in a car. I don't handle money. I don't turn on the oven. And I sure as don't f-ing roll.
Sheesh. Shabbos, Shabbos.
Come on, boys. We're all in the same tribe here, right? No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Well, first and foremost, we also have the Terminator.
Hang on!
Uh, My name is Arnold. I'm the governor. I'm the governator of California. Oh no, we're into the break. We will not take any breaks. Come on, guys. Let's go, dude.
No break.
Yeah.
No break. Are we still live? What are we doing?
We're live, dude. You're on the air. Don't say anything too Fed posty.
What's your thought about this? These synthetic portals, these organic portals, these advanced portals. Like bionic robots. Have you ever heard about those?
Here's what I think about.
Have you ever talked about those?
You're talking to me. You're talking to Jim.
Mr. I was just seeing if Jim or Paul or whatever his name is on.
Come
still,
on,
or
Jim.
You?
Oh, whoa. Shh.
So,
what do you thought?
All right. So, I'm not sure what you're referring to with synthetic portals. Tell me more.
A place that all of
but these world leaders, yeah. You got to admit, they all act a little strange. You know, they look a little different sometimes. You know, Biden's changed his appearance. You just kind of wonder if they really have some sort of technology to create these people and, like, roll them out there and, make-believe with these fake people, basically.
I always doubt it. So, if you're familiar with David Icke and, you know, the shape-shifting reptilians and all, I mean, I always doubted that, although I didn't find it completely implausible, and I always found it very interesting, but, of course, at the same time, I doubted it. You know, I'm probably more open to it if you guys have heard Janice Barcelo's show on Saturday morning, which
whoa,
many...
Whoa, Jim. What? Just humor me here in the control room. Let's go back to David Icke, because some people are not familiar with David Icke. Give him a little idea of what David Icke is. I mean, aside from, you know, a footballer, a BBC sportscaster, what do you think? With, you know, with the reptilians, la-di-da.
Well, he tells the story himself if you watch enough of his videos. I used to actually own, believe it or not, before DVDs, I had VHS tapes of David Icke. I mean, he was making the conspiracy speech circuit way back when, you know, before 9/11, actually, and then after 9/11, he became very popular. Supposedly, the story goes, I heard Jordan Maxwell tell it, that Jordan Maxwell sponsored David Icke over into this country and got him going and helped.
Wait. You better do your homework, people. You need to do your homework. Come on, Jordan Maxwell.
A lot of people are not.
Ike brings up a lot of good points, but there's some of this stuff that I'm just going, wait a minute, dude, I don't know. Some of these people, you just got to wonder how they get these positions and, you know, able to talk the way they're talking, but at the same time, Jones, Go Rogan, you know, you got to wonder about these guys. Well, what's your opinion on Ike? I wanted to know what you thought about Ike.
Okay, well, let me just finish the thread, because you asked me to. So, I mean, if I can stay with it, because I didn't want to get derailed on him, but you asked me to bring... So, again, I'm familiar with his journey, because I heard him talk about it. Like, we all take a journey. So David Icke took a journey. He talked about it. So it was an evolution of David Icke. I think David Icke is authentic and legitimate. I don't believe Alex Jones is 100% authentic and legitimate. I believe there's authentic aspects to Jones, but otherwise I don't trust him. I would trust David Icke far more than Alex Jones, most of the time. So having said that, he claims to have been told this by, like, some tribal, you know, elders and shamans here and there, mainly this one guy that he spent some time with in Africa. And then also David Icke claims to have had visions or revelations when he was visiting one of these ancient sites in South America. I don't believe it was Machu Picchu, but it could have been. But yeah, and he'll tell you in his own words, you know, how he came to think and see and feel the way he does. Now, I quickly was going to mention, as I started to, if you've heard Janice Barcelo on Saturday, and she talks about the fact that she doesn't believe these people are human or fully human. You know, that's mainly what she says. She doesn't say a whole lot more, but I probably would concur, because just And just like you have alluded to earlier, the way you see them acting and the way you see, just it's like something about it. It's just not right. So I would not be surprised at all if they weren't fully human, or they were some sort of like, you know, off species or hybrid. I mean, but I don't know.
Right. Well, I would just add to that that maybe there's a possibility that they're part of the fallen angel, the Nephilim. You know, they're mixed, their bloodlines, and they've, you know, got these little half caste, you know, giants, these Nephilim, or quarter caste. Who knows at this point what these people are up to? But right. I honestly think a lot of the leadership is demonically possessed, in my opinion, because it does seem that they really practice a dark, you know, occult Satanism, form of Satanism, basically.
Well,
so in my opinion, that's what it all points to. So,
right,
you so gotta wonder about what's written in the Bible then.
So let's just think about what the...
You know, about the fallen angels, about the giants, about a lot of this history. And in fact, even Clinton was asking, I think there was a declassified email that she was asking about Gilgamesh, one of the rumored giants of, you know, ancient times.
And we got
so
a lot
what
of...
are these
we got,
people
we
really
got a
up?
Lot of, we have a lot of listeners tuning in, so give them your best.
All right, so... All right, so listen, so have both you guys read or are you familiar with Lloyd Pye and his work, Everything You Know Is Wrong?
No. Nope.
Or have you seen?
Not me, not RBN, not here in the RBN control room.
Okay, what about
Travis?
You, Trevor?
Travis?
No.
I'm sorry, Travis.
No.
I'm sorry to call you Trevor.
No,
Travis,
I'm not.
I'm sorry. Okay, so it's fascinating. What you need to do as soon as the show is done, or tomorrow, okay, is just go onto YouTube, type in Lloyd Pye, like P-Y-E, right? Everything You Know Is Wrong. Just type that in. You'll pull up a video presentation, which is about an hour and a half or so long. You watch that, okay? He was an anthropologist, and he became quite the detective here. And he gives a presentation that'll just blow your mind. But basically, Everything You Know Is Wrong about human origins. And I think he proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that we, Homo sapiens sapiens, have been genetically modified. Okay? And he shows the, you know, the so-called DNA evidence for this. So keeping, you know, that little thought in your mind, then just ask yourself, well, what is it that we really know about anybody else's biology or any other species' biology if we, you know, haven't studied it or we don't have... you know, access to the technology to really understand what's going on. Just as an example, this is a limited knowledge I have, but I've read a little bit about who the so-called Jews are or claim to be, and they're like a mixed race, a hybrid race, right, you know, with various admixtures. But there's a certain what they call haplotype or allele, which is, you know, A-L-L-E-L-E. It's
yeah,
just
you
it's
you
a genetic.
Watch your mouth talking about alleles. Genetic.
Well, okay, so basically,
no,
you can look in.
I'm just messing with you. A little bit.
Okay, so again, people can look into this if you want. So therefore, if they have a distinctive allele or more than one, several alleles, and what they call this haplotype that is particular to them and not to us, does that make them a different species or a subspecies? You know, that's the question, right? I mean, this has been debated for a very long time about blacks, right? Because blacks are completely different. It's not just skin color. Well, it's always been the big lie. Their internal organs are different. Their bone structure is different. Their brain is different. So some people have argued, you know, they call it racism, but some people have argued that they're either a different or a subspecies.
Sounds like you're talking about white people. Sounds like you're talking about white people, and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, this is all
just kidding.
Just,
we're going to play a little Korn. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
How many times have I felt disease? Nothing in my life is free. Sometimes I cannot take this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You see with your eyes, I see destruction and demise, corrupt. Now I'm sucked into your lies through rust, so not his muscles, but percussion he provides for me as a guide. Y'all can see me now cause you don't see with your eye, you perceive with your mind, that's the end. So I'ma stick around with rust and be a mentor, bust a few rhymes so mother comes and remember what the thought is. I brought all this so you can survive when law is lawless. Feeling sensations that you thought was dead, no squealing, remember that.
Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long, the future is coming on. Ain't happy, I'm feeling glad I got sunshine in a bag. I'm useless, not for long,
right.
My future is coming on, it's coming on.
All right, we're back. We got Jim. Jim, you got a point you wanted to finish up with?
Yeah, so I'm trying to weave this together, so forgive me, thank you for your patience, but okay, just think, I was talking about, I want to emphasize biology, okay, because biology is real. Most other things are conceptual. So, for example, it's been mentioned these people are Satanists, right, okay, or, you know, they perform these occult rituals or ceremonies and do all these other things. Well, I've never seen that, okay, that does not play a part in most people's lives. It's not anything we can know, right? It's just a supposition or a presumption. Okay, but for example,
I'll address that point when you're done. But let me come back to that. Go ahead, keep going.
Okay, well then just keep it in your mind. So just let me finish. So the reason I mentioned
right.
a presentation by Lloyd Pye, right? Everything You Know Is Wrong About Human Origins, right? Reason I talked about biological differences is maybe we're not looking at anything such as any ism, okay? For example, Satanism, communism, or other, like, for example, Christianity, Judaism. These are all just conceptual, as in they, in reality, okay, a physical actuality, they don't exist, right? However, the biology exists. So maybe we're dealing with a biological alien enemy. And the reason I say these sorts of things is I think it's important to come to that realization so that we can have clarity. All right? Because it gets confusing, right? All these terms, Democrat, Republican, right, left, progressive. Like I said, you put 100 people in a room, tell me which ones are the Christians. Tell me which one are the Muslims. Right, unless they're wearing a headdress, or you just assume that an Arabic person is a Muslim, you're not going to know. Now, the Jews, you can recognize by their physiognomy, except for the ones that have mixed a lot with Anglos or Caucasians. But Jews have a very distinctive physiognomy that's been known for centuries, and it's been caricatured for centuries as well. So my supposition, or my hypothesis, is that the main thing we have to recognize, and what other cultures have indeed recognized, is they are racially and biologically alien, and that's the most important thing to remember, because that's the nature of our struggle.
Huh. I mean, they're all valid points. I think it's interesting. I mean, I just kind of see it as like it really is a spiritual battle, and it's in a way that these people want to take your soul. They want to take your soul, and they want you to, you know, corrupt yourself and live on the dark side, basically. And that the reason why you don't see these satanic covens is because they are really secretive. You mean, you could have doctors and lawyers and super professionally outgoing people that are really clean that are part of these covens. And what they've done to their kids with the satanic ritual abuse is what programs their future generations to basically follow in their footsteps and become the monsters that their parents were. So sure. That's kind of the reason why it's remained hidden. And so the way I kind of see it is all these forces are kind of working together. You know, they're using the AI, and maybe AI has been part of the alien influence that's come down on us. You've heard about the fungus, possibly, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard that theory, where we have this alien fungus kind of infecting us, and
the black goo,
possibly, you know, that that substance that they found. I've seen videos of it where it wants to, you know, connect with itself if it's in two different jars. It has a sentience. So right. Who knows, like, what combination of this. But it is important what you're saying, to recognize it for what it is.
Yeah, so here's the thing. So there's a lot there, and it's important. Again, I don't fault anybody for talking about all these different concepts. You know, some people might say, well, you're all over the place, okay? And I could say that. I'm not. I'm not denying that these things are not real. For example, underground bases and tunnels, right? I got into that way back when I discovered the one guy and other people talk about it. I'm not denying they exist. I've just never seen one. I've never been right. Inside of an underground base or tunnel, just like I've never been in a satanic coven. And I'm not saying, right, again, that they don't have a place in the discussion. However, we have to deal with what it is we can discern and perceive. So therefore, I would say to you, and I'm not questioning your beliefs or your faith, that's your business. But just substitute imaginary for the word spiritual. Okay? I know you don't probably want to do that, and a lot of Christians would chafe at the idea, but that's where I'm coming from. Substitute imaginary for spiritual. Okay, because it's not anything we have any control over. Now, you could say, no, wait a minute, Paul. No, spiritual, you know, your body, the corporeal, you know, what's your good works and your faith here on earth, that's all intertwined with the spirits and the soul. Okay, great. But you know what? What are we dealing with? What are we angry about? We're angry about the fact that we're being priced off the land, priced out of homes. We're angry that our children are being injected with poisons, right? We're angry that the sky is being poisoned, that the food and water is being poisoned. We're angry that people are having their real estate burned to ash from the sky, you know, with no...
Right.
See, these are all physical things. So that's why I keep going back to the fact that, at least to me, it's important to have clarity on what it is and who it is we're dealing with, and everything else is what I call window dressing. In other words, Satanism, communism, you know, all these other concepts, spiritual battle, that's all fine and dandy. I can't fight a spiritual battle because I'm not living in the spiritual world at the moment. I'm in the, you know, I'm incarnate.
And that's why it's important to pay attention to what's happening around you. I see so many people just distracting themselves to death. And you can't even have a conversation with some of these people.
Right.
And so I do agree with you on that level. Like, you have to be aware of what's happening so that you can make the best plans and preparations to accommodate yourself and your family.
Right.
I do agree with that point.
And people are deranged. I keep discovering it, and it shocks me because I don't understand it. I mean, just the other day, I had a woman, you know, because I told her she probably should not wear a mask. It's, you know, nothing to worry about, be afraid of, and she should put mask on her kids because they reduce their oxygen. These are two little kids under 6 years old. And this woman freaked out at me. She called me a Trump supporter. She said, "Oh, I bet you were January 6th," you know, and it just was like, it was unreal to me. Yeah, I was there. I was leading the way. No, but imagine this.
No, I know what you're saying. The programming runs really deep in some of these people, and for her to just have that default reaction, like, "Oh my God, you must be this and you must be that," and you know, like I said, yeah, she's already made up her mind.
Like I said, it just. And of course, she's afraid of, like so many other people, she's afraid of something that she can't see, but she believes. Just like this old man the other day in the store when I told him, he's right next to me by the refrigerated case. Hardly anybody else in the store was wearing a mask. It was him and maybe one other person, and he just happens to be next to me. And I just go, you know, you don't need to be afraid. There's no virus. It's all just a bunch of, you know, fear propaganda trying to get you to submit. And he got angry. I mean, I can't see his face, but I can see his eyes. He's got anger in his eyes, and he looks at me and goes, "My grandmother died of COVID." And he stomped away. He stomped away from me so mad. And part of me started laughing because this guy was easily in his 60s, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, your grandmother's got to be 100. What are you talking
about? Dude, my great-great-grandma was 180 years old when she died from COVID, bro. Come on, dude. What's wrong with you? Why are you such a hater, dude?
Why are you such a hater? You're grandma killer.
People had completely had their minds poisoned by this, shall we just use a new term now, the South Korean brainwashing, right? I mean, everybody knows it's the Nigerian, internet scammers that are ruling the country, right? And they own the propaganda networks, and they're completely poisoning. They're inserting a mind virus, and it's working, right? We've all seen it. You guys, I don't know if you saw the lines at the vaccine clinics when they first came out. Yeah.
I'm wondering if some people that have taken it are starting to age prematurely, lose their mind a little bit, because you definitely see a lot of erratic behavior out of people.
Zero doubt about it. I know a couple, also recently a friend of mine who I'm in regular contact with, she told me that, one of her neighbors just died. She told him not to do it. You know, he wasn't that old. He was like mid-60s, and he got a shot, then he got a booster, and maybe, I don't know, 6-9 months later, adios, muchacho.
Yeah. Right.
And this is very Russian. Is that Russian?
That's North Korea.
Yeah, North Korea.
True Korea, dude. Come on, it's true.
Here's the thing, though, that we, like I said, staying on, you know, what I call with the clarity and you know, with the knowledge we need of history. These people have a track record. Okay? They've done this before. They have, as far as I know, they haven't done with this level of technology. Right, but they've already genocided the Russians and the Germans. Okay, so we're next.
Yep.
That simple. So, you know, you tell me. So when Jim from Oregon or Paul from California calls in and he makes, walks the line between, what we're talking about, making suggestive, using suggestive language about what
mean,
we need
mean,
to do.
I mean, screw those guys. Those.
Well, those you got to understand. I'm just trying to be cautious because you know you don't know who's out there, and you there's so many agents out there, and you just never know. So I, you know, again, I just wanted to make sure that people understood that.
Yeah.
In no way are we supporting an insurrection, you know, like that's not what we're saying. We're saying
we need to come up with some
ideas and options that work for
us and just do what we can,
live our lives, enjoy what we can, and prepare at the same time, you know.
But we all know that's no strategy. In other words, yeah, okay, I don't fault anybody for wanting to live a good life or to, you know, maybe get away or drop out from the system, whatever it is they want to do. Go live off the land. Hey, you know what? It works for you. You're free. Go do it. But that's not a solution, and I think we all know that.
Right. I agree. But you have to kind of evaluate your options, I guess, you know? I mean,
no,
on one hand, you're
sure.
going to prepare. You're gonna do what you can, but on the other hand, you might want to join the battle in some way, shape, or form. And that's why I was kind of proposing, like, hey, we got these ideas out there that have been floating out there for a while. And what really boggles my mind is how people really don't want to work with each other. Like, they don't want to help each other out. They don't really want to form a team and a united cause. And it happens in certain little areas, or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's the agents taking those organizations down at some point. I don't know, but you just don't see a lot of action with people.
Right, and there's always the infighting and the drama, you know, maybe even soap opera style, you know, personal politics within, I've seen it, we've all seen it. And it is frustrating because our enemy seems to be quite organized, and they seem to cooperate rather well. And so, I mean, that's basically all I've ever called for is... fact that we have to have the proper mentality, because you know we cannot defeat these people by growing organic food and, you know, getting off grid. I mean, that's just they're gonna bring it to us sooner or later. And Maui
exactly.
Why do you hate true Korea, dude? True Korea.
Well, that's the other thing I was gonna mention with the they could do it with flooding, they could do it with earthquakes. It doesn't have to be fire. I mean, it depends on the region you live in, but they can force us out of our homes in a number of different ways. So that's why we have to kind of be aware that they're coming for us. So no matter how rural you move, at some point they're going to be at your doorstep too.
And that's a perfect point, Travis. And I have not yet, I don't believe, on other shows and not tonight, have I brought that into the picture. But yes. They are using the weather, of course, as another form of their disaster capitalism. And, of course, disaster for us, capitalism for them. I mean, that's what they're doing. And so, again, right. I make the point that, okay, can we avoid this, or can we – forget about avoid. Okay, we can all avoid, right? I'm not interested in avoiding. I'd like victory, okay? I think in terms of can we defeat them? I know we can. Will we? I got my doubts because of people's mentality, and they're afraid. People are afraid. Here we go.
You will never defeat true Korea, dude. True Korea. Paul will never defeat true Korea.
That's the other thing that always perplexed me is how organized and united they are. That's why I kind of see... like they have something behind them that keeps them allegiant to their cause. You know what I mean? Something behind them like makes them work together. And of course, they've joined forces with some of these other gnarly enterprises like the Vatican and the Crown. In fact, I think they corrupted them years ago and pretty much infiltrated them too. You know, joined them to their cause. But something unites them, and that's what boggles my mind. Is it the bloodline?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Here, I'll give you another reference here, Travis, if you want to check it out. So you can find it on BitChute. There's a series of audio. It's from Ben Klassen's book, Nature's Eternal Religion. You ever heard of Ben Klassen?
I don't think so.
K-L-A-S-S-E-N. So Ben Klassen. he's a, you know, he was a significant figure, a significant white nationalist figure. He should be well, more well known. But if you go on to BitChute, you can hear his book on audio. It's called Nature's Eternal Religion.
Okay.
And he gives a lot of information, if it's to be believed what he says, of one of the reasons they have this high level of cohesion and cooperation, very similar to the way Kevin McDonald does it in Culture Critique, but Ben Klassen.
Well, Kevin McDonald can wait because we must skip one more break. One more break must be skipped.
All right.
We will skip.
Let's do your break.
No, we will skip. And you may continue, comrades. Very, very nice.
Again, and I just referenced Kevin McDonald. I don't think it really, we don't need to give it that much import. I mean, it's very thorough. It's very academic. But as I've often mentioned, we don't need any thick books to win the day. We just have to become the warriors that we once were. And unfortunately, it's going to be mean and nasty. It's just the way it's going to be. I don't see any other way out of it. We can't be nice.
I'm jumping in here, dude. Okay, so
okay, go ahead.
White people are going to be warriors, because that's not happening.
Once again, well, we were.
We were. I'm just saying. I don't think it's happening. White people are not going to do anything. They're going to cower in their homes. I mean, maybe. Say 50,000, GDP versus 20,000 GDP. They're going to be like, wait it out. These people aren't going to do anything. I mean, literally, North Korea is going to take over. I mean, saying.
What are you talking about? 50,000 GDP, 25,000. What does that mean?
Just the ratio. The ratio. If I have 50,000, per year GDP on average.
GDP?
Yeah, GDP. Okay.
Gross domestic product?
Yeah, I'm mixing terms. Yes, gross domestic product. If I'm in North Korea and I make $20,000 a year, I'm like, hey, I'm doing great. If I'm in North America, I'm making $50,000 American dollars. Let's put it in American dollars. I don't give a damn. I'm like, oh, well, it's going to be okay. And all, the what would you call it? The horde doesn't give a damn. Like, if I'm in the horde and I'm crashing the border in United States of America, and I'm looking at $20,000 a year, bro. This is what I try to tell Paul. It's like, dude, I see these guys on the interstate highways. They're towing three very nice looking vehicles, right? Automobiles. Where are they? They're not taking them to El Paso. They're taking them through the border.
Mexico.
Yeah, Mexico, dude. They're not like, oh, geez. And that's got to be worth at least $100,000. The cartel's like, thank you. They're going to kit them out, outfit, whatever. See, I'm getting a call. I can't even finish a thought. It doesn't matter.
I don't even know what this is. I mean, this is just...
You don't understand, dude. You're in the Bay Area, bro.
I do.
Okay. Go to the port.
What is that going to...
Because they're shipping it out. They're like, we're gonna take all your stuff, and we're gonna ship it out, and good luck. If you catch us, that's great. We still made 90% return.
About like stolen cars industry.
I don't know if they're stolen or not, but I see them on the highway, dude. They literally are. They're taking them down the highway.
What's that got to do with what we're talking about? I'm not sure. I draw the connection.
North Korea, dude. I don't give a damn, dude. I don't care if it's China, North Korea, the Philippines. Are we shipping it over water, over land?
How did, these,
these people
Travis,
are going...
Do you know how we got here from where I was talking?
All right, maybe maybe I missed the point, but
I think I think you were trying to address people's economic motivations and maybe fear of loss of money or fear of loss of income, and
I think it's fear of not making money, if that means anything. These people they're taking valuable things. You live somewhere. They are taking things out of your home, and they are taking them to the other place.
Okay, but I don't care.
What do you do?
Look, if we're in a room, okay, if we're in a room talking about what we can do, and there's somebody like you in there talking about all the reasons why we're not going to win and we're already defeated, so we might as well just give up, I would just say, okay, you're uninvited from the room. I mean, in other words, everybody gets it. We can think all we want about how and why and in what ways, we can't win, we can't do anything, we're screwed. To me, I'm just not sure what it is you think I'm missing. I already know the way most people are, okay? Right? Not myself. Right? And I got a whole way of living my life I can prove it, okay? But most people are weak and afraid. They're weak and afraid, and they want somebody else to take care of things. That's why they vote for politicians.
Well, let me add to this. I guess at some point, when the men of this country, the few left, realize that everything is taken from them, everything they've worked for, everything they've tried to do in their life, their family, whatever, when they realize that they have nothing left to live for, basically, what do you think's going to happen when those men finally put that together and realize that everything has been taken from them?
Well,
they're going to snap.
It's not just everything's been taken from them, but when they realize basically how rotten the whole system is and how dead set against them it is. And I'm reminded of a line. This is one of my favorite scenes in different movies. I love quoting them. So the movie Open Range with Kevin Costner and Robert Duvall, when they're in that bar and those guys are talking about, this guy, I think Baxter and his men, what can we do, blah, blah, blah. And Kevin Costner says, well, you're men, ain't you? And then another guy talked about, well, he's got this to lose and that to lose and this to lose and, referencing, he could be killed or shot. Kevin Costner says in this great scene in the bar after he shoots out the mirror and all that and everything, he says, well, some things gnaw at a man worse than dying. And I remember that line, and he's right. See, I just can't help right. Who I am, who I've always been, and I think.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right, guys. Good show. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks for the discussion, guys. Thanks for joining in too, Mike. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good weekend. Thanks for listening. RBN.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.